Pralayapayadhijalidhita Manasi Vedam. This is a song sung by great Vaishnava poet Jayadev Goswami. The purport is that when there was devastation, the whole universe was flooded with water. The ultimate dissolution of this material world will be, first of all, there will be no water. All water on the earth will be dried up by scorching heat of the sun. The sun will become 12 times stronger as it is at the present moment. In that way, evaporate all the waters, the seas and the oceans will be all evaporated. Therefore, all living creatures on the earth will die. And then, due to scorching heat, practically everything will be turned into ashes. Then there will be rain for 100 years, torrents of rain, like the trunk of the elephant. And thus the whole universe will be filled with water. That is called pralayapayadhi. At the time of devastation, pralaya, the whole universe will be, just like it is now, filled with air. At that time it will be filled up with water. At that time, Vedas will be saved by the Lord on a boat, and the boat will be stuck up in the wings of the great fish. That great fish is the incarnation of Krishna. Therefore he is worshipping Keshava Dhita Meena Sarira Jaya Jagadish. Meena Sarira. And the next is Hitiriha Vipulatare Tishthati Tava Prishthe Dharani Dharanakina Chakra Vidas. So, there will be churning next incarnation is tortoise. On the back of the tortoise, the Meru Parvat will be fixed up, or the world will rest on the back of the tortoise. This is second incarnation. First fish, and then tortoise. Then, Varaha Avatar, one demon, Hiranna. Hiranna, Kashipu and Hiranyaksha. So, he will, by his demonic activities, he'll throw the earth on the Garbho sea. There is a sea within this universe. Half of the globe is filled up with Garbho Samudra, on which Garbho Sai Vishnu is there, and from him a lotus stem comes out, wherein Brahma takes birth. So all the planets are hanging as different stems of this original stem coming out from the abdomen of Garbho Sai Vishnu. So one demon of the name Hiranyaksha, he will put this earth within this water, and at that time the Lord will come out in the incarnation of Varaha. The Varaha incarnation came as a small insect from the nose of Brahma, and when he put it on his hand, it began to increase. In this way, he assumed a very gigantic body, and with his tusk, he picked up the earth from within the water of Garbho ocean. That is called Keshava Dhita Varaharu. The next is Kavakara Kamala Bare Nakha Madhuta Singha Dalita Hiranna Kashipu Tanu Bhenga. Hiranyakashipu, he was another demon who wanted to be immortal. So he took benediction from Brahma that he will not die on land, in the sky or in the water. So in order to keep as it is the benediction given by Brahma, Lord Krishna tries to honor the words of his devotee. So Brahma gave him benediction, yes, he will not die on land, on water, in sky. But Nrisingadev appeared as half lion, half man, because Hiranyakashipu also took benediction from Brahma that he will not be killed by any man or any animal. So he assumed the form of something which you cannot say, a man or animal, and he put the demon on his lap, which is neither land, water, or sky. And he wanted to not to be killed by any weapons. Therefore, the Lord killed him with his nails. Nail is not considered as weapon. In this way, he wanted to cheat Brahma, but the Lord is so intelligent that he cheated Hiranyakashipu and killed him. Keshavadhita Narahagiru Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bhringa. It's like with our nails, we can kill any insect. Take an ant, you can bifurcate it. Similarly, the Hiranyakashipu is such a giant demon. He was compared just like a little insect and was killed by the nails of the Lord. Then, next incarnation is Bamandev. This Bamandev, a dwarf, he went to Balu Maharaj and asked him 3 feet land. And his guru, Shukracharya, induced him not to promise because he is Vishnu. But Balu Maharaj was very much satisfied to offer something to Vishnu. He gave up the connection of his guru because he forbade him to serve Vishnu. Therefore, Balu Maharaj is one of the Mahadev. Nobody can check the worship of Vishnu. If anyone checks, he may be guru, he may be father, he may be relative, he should be rejected immediately. Therefore, probably Balu Maharaj is a Mahadev. He showed this example because his guru put hindrances on the path of his worshipping Lord Vishnu. He gave up the connection of his guru. So, by this process, he begged. But that was not begging practically, that was cheating. But Balu Maharaj agreed to be cheated by the Lord. That is the symptom of a devotee. The devotee agrees to any action of the Lord. And Balu Maharaj saw that the Lord wanted to be cheated by asking 3 feet land, he will take the whole universe. So he agreed. And by 2 feet, the whole universe was covered, up and down. Then Bamandev asked him, where is to keep the 3rd feet? So Balu Maharaj agreed, my Lord, you keep it on my head. I've got my body still. In this way, he purchased Lord Vishnu, Bamandev. And Bamandev remained as the doorkeeper of Balu Maharaj. So, by giving everything, Sarmatma Sapane Bali, he gave everything to Lord. And by that giving up, he purchased the Lord. He remained voluntarily as doorkeeper of Balu Maharaj. So Chalayasi Bikramane Boli Madhavata Bhavana Padanakha Nira Janita Janapa. When Bhavandev expanded his leg upward by his toe, there was a hole in the covering of the universe, and through that hole the Ganges water came from Vaikuntha. Padanakha Nira Janita, and that Ganges water is flowing now in the universe, sanctifying everywhere, wherever the Ganges water is there. Padanakha Nira Janita Janapam. Then next incarnation is Bhrigupati, Parashuram. Parashuram is a Shaktavesh avatar. So he 21 times killed the Kshatriyas. So out of Parshuram's fear, all the Kshatriyas, they migrated towards Europe. It is said in the history of Mahabharata. So 21 times he attacked all the Kshatriyas. They are not in order. So he killed them. And there is a big tank in Kurukshetra where all the bloods were reserved. Later on it became water. So Kshatriya Rudhira, in order to pacify the aggrieved earth, he soaked the earth with the blood of the Kshatriyas. Snapayasi payasi samita bhavata vitarasi dikshurane dikpati kamaniyam dasamukha mauli balin ramani. Then next avatar is Ramchandra. So the Ravan, who had 10 heads, he challenged the Lord, and Lord Ramchandra took up the challenge and killed him. Then Bahusi Bapusi Visadi Basanam Jaladavam Falayati Bhiti Milita Jamuna. When Baladev wanted Jamuna to come near him, so she was not coming, therefore with his plow he wanted to bifurcate the ark. And at that time Jamuna submitted and she came near to the Lord. Falayati Bhiti Jamuna. Falayati Bhiti Milita Jamunam. Jamuna was punished by Lord Baladev. Keshava Dhita Haladhara Rupa. Haladhara means plow. Haladhara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha. Next, Buddha, Lord Buddha. Nindasi Jagga Vidhi Raha Satya. Lord Buddha defied the Vedic injunction because his mission was to stop animal killing. And in the Vedas, in some of the sacrifices, animal killing is prescribed. So, those are so-called followers of the Vedic rules. They wanted to stop Buddhadev in his mission for stopping animal killing. So therefore, when people wanted to give evidence from the Vedas, that in the Vedas there is description, there is sanction of animal killing in sacrifices. Why you are stopping? He, Nindasi, he defied. And because he defied the authority of Vedas, therefore Buddha philosophy was not accepted in India. Nastik, anyone who will deny the authority of the Veda, he will be called a Nastik, non-believer. Vedas cannot be disrespected. So in this way, Lord Buddha, to save the poor animals, he sometimes defied the injunction of the Veda. Keshavadhita Ruddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. The next avatar is Kalki avatar. We are awaiting after 400,000 of years from this time. The Kalki avatar will come and he will take a sword on the horseback just like a king. He'll simply go on killing all these non-believers, godless creatures. There will be no more preaching. As in other incarnations, there is preaching. In Kalki avatar, the population of the whole world will be so much reduced to animalism that there will be no more power to understand what is God or what is spiritualism. And it is already there in the Kali Yuga. It will increase. People will have no power to understand this philosophy, thought consciousness. So at that time there is no other alternative than to kill them all and is ushering another Satya Yuga. That is the way of evolution.